This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, the shotgun is home. It is renewed. It is rejuvenated. We're going to film it day after tomorrow. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And not to belittle the part that Ace Firearms played in that. They completely refinished that shotgun, and it is a lot of people on Facebook and on Instagram have been like, well, it looks good, but is it functional? It is highly functional. It is highly functional. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you were listening to the news through that break, I think what we're going to find out is Mr. Khashoggi was killed in the embassy, was rendered unconscious, and has been dissected, is what I'm hearing in various channels out there as what has happened to him. So while the Saudis don't know where they claim that we don't know where he is, some people know where he is. So, just putting that out there. Now, if you didn't have enough reason already to go and vote, well, Nancy Pelosi has been kind enough to supply us with some more little tidbits, because Nancy can't keep her face closed. You see, she sat down the other day with some of the Parkland kids and other gun control activists and vowed to make universal background checks a top priority should the Democrats retake Congress after the midterms. By the way, whenever you have something like that, the Democrats getting out there and promising this and trying to energize their base, that goes nowhere. This is just an attempt to gain the House. So while that is not necessarily a bona fide threat, what it is a way for them to retake. And this is the leftist game. Get what you can and come back for more later. But we get this. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi promised South Florida gun control activists that universal background checks would be among the Democrats' top priorities if the party wins control of the House in the midterm elections. Pelosi and U.S. Representative Ted Deutsch, Democrat from West Boca, met with students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, local members of the national gun control group Moms Demand Action, and fathers Manuel Oliver and Fred Gutenberg, whose children were among the 17 killed in the massacre at the Parkland School. Oliver asked Pelosi whether she had children. She told him that she had 5, along with 9 grandchildren. He told her, "Now I have to save your kids because it's too late to save mine." The claim here is that universal background checks would close the so-called gun show loophole. Now, 99% of the people at a gun show are FFL holders, so they have to run a background check on you, even at a gun show. The ones who don't have to run a background check on you are the ones that don't hold the FFLs. These are the people that might be there. They might get a table, and they might be selling their personal collection. They're not dealers because they don't have the license to be a dealer. And that's their problem, because they state private sales between individuals. For example, if someone wanted to sell a gun to a family member or neighbor, don't require a check. This has given rise to a proliferation of firearm sellers at gun shows or online who operate under the rationale that they're selling from a private collection and do not require background checks. That's something they put in place, by the way. The Democrats did that in the 90s with the omnibus crime bill. I've already explained this. Alfonso Calderon, a student at Stoneman Douglas, whose activism has led him to Tallahassee and Washington, D.C., said, "A common misconception is that a lot of people have is that Democrats want gun control and Republicans don't. Universal background checks and other bills of that matter are five votes away from being passed in the House." I don't know how Alfonso knows that about the House. I dare say he is incorrect. But this is why this election is vital. This election would not change anything. Now, there would be very little that would get passed. If the, you know, everything that has to originate, all spending comes from the House. So if the House falls to the Democrats, there's going to be fights over bills as far as funding the government and all these other things, and they will essentially hold the government hostage. And then what we get is we will get, I'm really sort of tired of the executive orders, but that's what we will get. And that's becoming more and more the norm. The leftists simply don't want Trump's agenda to go. Now, what does this mean as far as later on down the road? Later on down the road, the leftists have all kinds of plans for you. They have plans as far as like with the Supreme Court. They're going to stack the Supreme Court. They'll put enough justices in the Supreme Court the next time they have power to where it doesn't matter about, you know, what the balance is. They will equal the balance. If it's 6-3, they'll put in 4 more new justices. See what I'm saying? So these guys intend to have and wield power at all costs if they get into a position of authority, which is only something they can be elected to, and it's only something we can allow to happen. We all know that if Pelosi and her ilk get control of Congress, they're going to keep pushing gun control over and over. It is part and parcel of their plan. If they get enough control, they'll override any presidential veto because they're so convinced in their moral infallibility. Of course, that doesn't take into account the Senate, because the House alone cannot pass a law. But they don't think for an instant that they might be wrong because they just feel so hard. So their plan would be to keep pushing, and then get us conditioned to the fact that this is coming as soon as they gain control of the Senate. And then they'll say, well, as soon as, and it'll be the same thing the Republicans did, as soon as we have control of the Senate and the presidency, we'll finally get this passed. Except with Obamacare, they actually did that. Now, maybe with some new Republicans, we might actually get somewhere with something, and I'm hoping there's enough of them quitting to where we might actually get some stuff going. Ryan's going to be gone. McConnell's grown a spine. Everything's good on the Senate side. All the senators on the Republican side of the Senate are, they're mad now, and that's a good thing. I like them being angry. But we got to get out and we got to vote. We got to vote for pro-gun candidates. Even if we don't think they can win, we got to vote for them because if nothing else, you can turn up the heat on the anti-gun politician and remind them that they represent gun owners in their districts. And even if they win, a close margin will make them think twice before supporting a radical anti-gun agenda. But the activism is, I mean, this is for the rest of our lives, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do this for the rest of our lives. And it's fine. It's going to be fine. I mean, this is nothing. This is not a new thing. No, far from it. We just know about it now more because we have iPhones. Right? Because we have the smartphone. Finally. That's the good stuff, right? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anyway. When we get back, a new litmus test is out there. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look, Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The shotgun, I have to admit, surprised me because I had the original stock beside me when they gave me the rebuilt shotgun, and the difference is alarming. It's just so good. Check it out. Boydsgunstocks.com. With regards to a whole lot of the portions of the United States, primarily the coastal areas, the NRA, they may as well just change their name to the Boogeyman. That's what the, and you know, part of it is really unfounded because not all gun Second Amendment advocacy is NRA. But it's become sort of a generic term, as I keep saying over and over again, sort of like Xerox is. So that's what, but the Boogeyman is what the organization is to the anti-gunners, who will stop at nothing to destroy them. They act like the NRA is the monster under your bed. This latest example of their very unreasonable fear comes from the city of L.A., Los Angeles, the city of angels. It seems like they want to know if any contractors bidding on jobs with the city have ties to the NRA, which that's an interesting question because I would not think they do. The Los Angeles City Council, though, passed a motion for a new ordinance that would require all city contractors to disclose any connections they might have with the NRA. While the ordinance would not directly prohibit contractors from working for the city if they have a connection to the NRA, it does mandate the disclosure of such connections, according to CBS Los Angeles. The disclosure will likely be used to avoid conducting business with these contractors. The council passed the motion in a vote of 10-0. It orders the city attorney to create an ordinance that will detail the new rules requiring the disclosure. Once the ordinance is drafted, the city council will vote on that. They're saying, because they're leftists and this is what they do, for the sake of transparency, the city's residents and stakeholders deserve to know how the city's public funds are being spent and whether taxpayer funds are being spent on contractors that have contractual or sponsorship ties with the NRA. Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paradis, said the ordinance is a politically driven legal method of discrimination. There's no other justification for anything like this. Who or what a contractor supports has no bearing on the quality of work they do to provide a particular service. And you can find the same kind of stuff, in a pasture when you see these claims of transparency. We all know it. If it were about actual transparency, they wouldn't be singling out the NRA, because there are tons of controversial organizations out there that some would prefer their tax dollars not go toward, even indirectly. Yet groups like Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood, groups which are equally as controversial as the NRA, aren't of concern to the city of L.A. And this is just an attempt to cut off support for the NRA. And the idea is that others will follow LA's lead and also introduce such measures in their communities, thus leading to companies being fearful of supporting the NRA out of concerns they won't get contracts with various cities. Some think that might work. I, of course, am not one of them. I do not necessarily think that is going to work. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. First of all, California, when I was in high school in my civics class, they would say, you know, California, everything that California does, the rest of the country adopts. And even when I was in the 10th grade, I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard in my life. And I would ask them, do they have the same kind of weather? No. Do we have the same kind of, what is it about us that makes us to where we just adopt anything they do? Because they're California. Well, you know what? California also has San Francisco. You know what happens when you get off the subway in San Francisco? You're hit by a wall of the fumes of all of the human excrement that is outside on the ground in San Francisco, California. you're likely to be panhandled between your hotel and the car you're going to by four or five or six different people. Some of these people are going to be out of their mind on drugs because they pass out the syringes. So they, you know, they can have their heroin fix and not worry about catching AIDS. So there's a big reason why the rest of the country does not go the way of California. Now, California also, you know, California will get out there and there will be a fish, which, listen, nature is a great thing. Nature is a great thing. But I prioritize humans. They've been so busy trying to be the good global citizens with their high-speed rail that goes nowhere that they've, you know, they could have been fighting their own drought. Because the drought changed. I mean, the drought went away, and they got a lot of rain, and they were unable to capture that rain. That rain is in the ocean now. But another thing that can happen is that two can play this game, and that's where things can start to get ugly. I don't want my community. I would prefer them not fund the ACLU, even if they're only doing it indirectly. Does this mean I can push them to enact the rule? When anti-gunners like this never considers that two of us can do this. While large cities are generally liberal, leftist, politically, a large chunk of the nation's population lives in a more conservative rural community. We lack the individual punch of a L.A., but collectively, we can do a whole lot more. And it might be time just to do that. Because that's why the Commerce Clause exists, believe it or not. So the big states don't get to push the little states around. And I'll go with that one. But, yeah, California, the NRA. NRA, you guys need to come out swinging. Please, please get rid of this code of silence you have. And let's get out there and let's have the fight. Please. I'm getting tired of asking the questions and being told, well, you just nailed it, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to say, hey, you're right. I'm in. So, but, you know, no more businesses in L.A. going to do business with California. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnouts, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnouts Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his meetings with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue trekking towards the United States and Mexico border. Reports are that the migrant caravan tore down a border gate in Guatemala and began to rush toward the border bridge into Mexico. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox Business.
President's just doing what he said he would do, which is trying to get control of the southern border. I think it also underscores why we need to build the border security wall.
President Trump is in Arizona, where he will be holding one of his Make America Great rallies tonight after touring Luke Air Force Base, which is just outside of Phoenix. Ed Rollins ran Ronald Reagan's campaign. He says the president's doing a great job for candidates out on the campaign trail.
The president's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's running a very brilliant campaign, and I don't know who's advising him to do it, but he's doing it correctly. He's going to the places he needs to. He creates energy.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Ever since the election of Trump as our president, it's easy to say that, as my father likes to say, the left has been in rare form. Such form, these last couple of years, has resulted in obscene fits by a bunch of individual leftists and leftist mobs, yeah. Someone should ask these petulant, angry leftists, as did my mom when she encountered a tantrum, usually from me, did you get a fever with those fits? And the answer to that is no, because in spite of what many have implied as they've witnessed the rage and the violence and the vulgarity so often employed by today's left, we're not dealing with sickness or mere lunacy, craziness, stupidity, or even the deranged. These characterizations are tempting. I mean, I don't mind. I've used it myself, you know. It could be its accurate way of putting it, but they fail to describe best what we're dealing with. Now, as Selwyn Duke alluded to recently and others noted more directly years ago, modern leftism, aided and abetted by the Democratic Party, is a dastardly tool of the enemy of all mankind. It's like a modern-day Mephistopheles, luring hordes of Faustian fools with all kinds of promises of worldly pleasure, especially sex and perpetual provision from a paternalistic, godless nanny state. Such dark pursuits consume their personal lives, and that includes their politics as well. And this is what results when one makes a god of government. Speaking of dark pursuits, it seems that witches now outnumber Presbyterians in the U.S. Speaking of witches, it seems that the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation brought them even more into the mainstream of modern liberalism. So much so that now we've encountered the Kavanaugh era of the Supreme Court. Vox saw fit to report on how modern-day witches are helping the faithful to cope. Part of this coping involves placing hexes on Justice Kavanaugh. New York City witches have an event scheduled this coming Saturday for the devoted occultists. A $10 donation is suggested for those attending. Half of the proceeds will be split between Planned Parenthood and an LGBT organization. Justice Kavanaugh is just the latest target of those invoking witchcraft to magically bind Trump and his administration. As Rod Dreher puts it, it's no surprise that witchcraft attacks feminazis who wish to rebel against age-old family norms and remotely, or anything remotely resembling Christianity. So it's also a little surprise that witchcraft fits so nicely into the tent of modern leftism. It seems that Arizona Democrat Kirsten Sinema, who's battling Colonel Martha McSally, a former fighter pilot and combat veteran for Jeff Flake's seat in the U.S. Senate, has long been impressed with those who invoke the dark arts. Coming from the Washington Examiner, we get this. It was during the height of the Iraq War when Sinema, then a far-left protest organizer, summoned supernatural help to stop the war. Emails obtained by the Washington Examiner show Sinema inviting a prominent coven of feminist witches in Arizona called the Pagan Cluster to celebrate International Women's Day and to protest the war in the March of 2003. The Code Pink protesters wore pink, obviously enough, and the women in black wore black. But Sinema encouraged the witches to wear colorful clothing and come ready to dance and twirl and stay in touch with your inner creativity and with the earth. Now, today's leftism isn't merely intrinsically uncivil, but it's actually inherently evil. What else would you call a cause so devoted to killing the most innocent and helpless among us? What else would you call a cause so devoted to keeping legal the gruesome act of killing the most innocent and helpless among us that they would stoop to the disgraceful display, including witchcraft, witnessed during the Kavanaugh confirmation? What else would you call a cause that is so devoted to the perverse LGBT agenda? What else would you call a cause that deliberately seeks to ruin Christian business owners because they refuse to bow to the perverse LGBT agenda? What else would you call a cause that refuses to acknowledge who is a male and who is a female and makes expensive and oppressive public policy based on such absurdity? Whether a baker, a florist, a coach, a campus speaker, an insurance company, a fast food chain, a Supreme Court justice, or the President of the United States, anyone or anything who stands in the way of the wicked efforts of the American left to remake our nation into a pagan utopia also become a target of the angry, vengeful left. Ugly mob tactics, which are encouraged by the Democrats, and witchcraft, which was embraced by the wannabe elected Democrats, are just two of the despicable means employed by these corrupted by leftism. We should be thankful for the mobs and the witches operating so openly with such clear nastiness. The mask further slips from what the modern Democratic Party really represents. And as Sun Tzu reveals, in the midst of chaos, there is opportunity. The more subtle strategies employed by the left are more dangerous because they're more effective. The devil's more deadly when he operates ignored and unseen for what he really is. Healthcare is a right. Love is love. Women have the right to choose. Save the earth. All of these are much more effective than hexes and ignorant chanting and clawing at heavy-locked doors like a mindless zombie, shouting at your political opponents in restaurants, or physically assaulting those with whom you disagree. The recent political victories of Trump and the Republicans have done more than improve our economy and discourage our enemies. By taking power from the left, they're helping bring darkness into the light. And as verbal Kent put it, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he didn't exist. With today's leftists fighting so desperately to hold on to or to regain political power, that trick is getting harder to pull off. Harder and harder. They have revealed themselves to us, haven't they? All the means they try. I mean, I've seen a lot of things tried in the name of politics, but I never have seen a witch's coven summoned to come throw a hex. Like it's a music festival. Coachella. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, a spokesperson for the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party was suspended for 1 week without pay after he joked on Facebook that Republicans are going to be guillotined after the election. This is old. I know it's old. But there's a reason that I'm harking on this one. Now, without me going down that path, this is akin to, you know, a whole bunch of other things that I might possibly say about what we would do to the Democrats. Suspending a guy calling for the beheading of Republicans, whether he means it in jest or he meant it in fact, that warrants more than a suspension. And the GOP chairman for Minnesota agrees with me on that one. Coming from the Washington Free Beacon, the suspension came days after the Minnesota State Representative Sarah Anderson was punched in the arm after spotting a man destroying Republican yard signs. She said the attack left her scared and her attacker only desisted when she fled to her car and threw it in reverse. She said it was just insane. He was charging at me saying, "Why don't you go kill yourself?" To have someone physically coming after you and attacking you is just disheartening. Well, it goes on. The Plymouth Police Department investigation into Representative Anderson's alleged assault remains ongoing. A spokeswoman confirmed the department had identified a suspect but declined further comment. Anderson was not only the GOP candidate attacked, but the first-time state representative candidate Shane Meckeland suffered a concussion after getting sucker punched while speaking with constituents at a restaurant in Benton County. And he has temporary memory loss, forgetting Representative Anderson's name at one point. And doctors tell him he's going to have 4 to 6 weeks. He said he was a cold cock while sitting at a high top table. Investigators are awaiting medical records about the extent of Mecklen's injuries before referring to the case to the local district attorney's office. He expects those results to come in next week. They should charge whoever hit him with attempted murder. Mecklen, and we got to get way past this attitude, Republican peoples. Mecklen said he was disappointed that he had not seen Democrats condemn the attack against him, but was floored to see the party take such a light approach to Davis's comments. He's a political staffer, so you think if anybody should know boundaries, I think that that would be it. Anderson was equally harsh about the DFL's response, calling it incredibly irresponsible. If the Democrats hadn't been so hysterical about the violent rhetoric leading to violence meme as a way to blame Republicans for attacks, this sort of joking wouldn't cause much concern. Like, remember when Gabby Giffords was shot? Do you remember the GOP ad with the bullseye targeting several Democratic seats, including Giffords' seat, who was then wounded seriously in an attack by a deranged constituent? That's been used for years by the Democrats as an example of Republican threats of violence. A few years ago, if you had said we should hang the Democrats from the highest yardarm, no one would have minded. The metaphor would clearly have been meant in jest, since there are few yardarms around to hang any Democrats from at all. Say that today, and you may be arrested for making a terrorist threat. And indeed, the atmosphere for politicians has become dangerous. In addition to the two Minnesota GOP candidates, the campaign manager for Nevada Republican gubernatorial candidate Adam Lexalt was also assaulted, this time by a Democratic Party operative. And they called him a tracker. A tracker. This is somebody that would go out and mirror somebody else from an opposing campaign, shadowing their moves and everything else. This guy's name is Mike Stark, 50 years old, and he followed around a Kristen Davidson. And he was just doing some arm bars and some arm twists. She wrote that she kept screaming, "Help me, stop hurting me, you're hurting me." Stark would not stop and grabbed my arm tighter and pulled me closer to him and the door. I was terrified and at that point saw multiple colleagues try to pull him off, but Stark held tighter. That's because nobody hit Stark in the head with something made out of metal. Stark was also stalking Representative Devin Nunes. Even for a Democrat, this guy is obviously unhinged. Now, I've told this story a bunch of times. Just prior to the Civil War, congressmen used to arrive on the House floor armed with guns. We are rapidly approaching that same crossroads. The prominent Democrats who should rise to the role of being a Democrat versus a leftist are failing to condemn these attacks. So that leads me to believe that they condone them. And then you've got Hillary Clinton. Of course, she's out there calling for an end to civility with the opposition party. And, you know, that's going to be, all of that is going to be based on what the various individual members of the party think that means and how they're going to interpret that. She's not going to interpret that for them. She's not going to say, and I mean that purely rhetorically. I don't mean for you to go out there and start busting people up. Because secretly they delight in this. DiFi likes it. Schumer likes it. Kamala Harris likes it. Every one of these guys likes this. Because of the intimidation. They're wanting to intimidate Republicans to stay home. So, that becomes the problem. How do we not let them intimidate us? And what it is going to take is it's going to mean that we're going to have to do like, you know, Sean Connery said in The Untouchables, he puts one of your people in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. You get the idea. I'm not saying for us to go out and kill anybody, by the way. I'm just simply saying that we're going to have to fight back. We cannot allow this kind of thing to happen. This kind of violence is not to be allowed. We've got iPhones now and Wi-Fi and pumpkin spice lattes. This is not the kind of thing we're supposed to exist in today. This is the very base nature of man. These people are not advanced. They're primitive. Not advanced at all. As a matter of fact, they're falling back on their old caveman ways. So, you know. But yeah, we cannot sit back and let this continue on. And it's not going to be good if this comes about. I mean, I've talked to people about this. I've had people on the show come on about this. And while I'm sitting here and I'll do anything to keep from having to draw a weapon, it depends on how far that goes, because I am enough of a, I've studied this kind of thing long enough to know that when this begins, and if it's happening to you at that point, now you've got to make a decision, you've got to make a call, and you've got to do something about it, because you don't know where it's going to stop. So you may have to make a decision that you're going to stop it and make that decision for them. So, we're coming up on hour number three. When we get back, we'll continue to explore the leftists and the taunting and everything else. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.